Hello everyone and welcome to the Dollars and Cents podcast. This is your host Simara. In this episode, I just want to give a short feedback, a brief feedback on a recent podcast I listened to by Bridgewater Associates. Bridgewater Associates is the largest hedge fund in the world and they have probably the best research team. They spend hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars a year on research. And they did a podcast talking about the liquidity hole, basically why the United States economy is still strong despite rate hikes, despite the Fed increasing interest rates. And Fed has been increasing interest rates since 2022, since second quarter of 2022, I believe. And the market is still strong. And just recently, the Fed raised rates. Still, the market is still strong. The stock market is strong. And one of the reasons why the stock market is strong is because of fiscal policy. So there are two key levers that the Fed used to control liquidity in the system, in the economy. One is monetary policy, which the Fed controls, and the Treasury Department or the government, federal government, controls the fiscal policy. So the monetary policy is how they control interest rates, how the Fed, the central banks control interest rates to control liquidity. Fiscal policy is how the federal government uses its income from tax, mainly from tax, to spend in the economy. So the old thesis is that as interest rates keep rising, the Treasury Department has been issuing a lot of Treasury bills to fund its budget deficits. And because interest rates are really high, 525 basis points, a lot of investors, a lot of cash has moved out from assets and moved into Treasury bills. And this has given the Treasury Department a lot of liquidity to spend in the real economy, which has lifted up stock prices, commodity prices, basically almost all asset prices, except bonds. Okay, cash has moved out from bonds into Treasury bills, short duration bonds known as Treasury bills. And this has given a lot of firepower to the Treasury Department to expand its budget deficits, to spend more than it earns, and put a lot of liquidity into the system. Right now in China, the central bank, the POBC, has cut interest rates recently this week and gave orders to a lot of state-owned banks to start purchasing the yuan because the currency has been devaluing. Right now, a dollar is equal to about 7.2 renminbi. So around the world, there's a lot of disequilibrium and there's a lot of opportunities for alpha. So if you're a fund manager, if you're an asset manager, this is your chance to get good returns, get good alpha. You can short the Chinese renminbi, you can go long the Treasury bills. But there's one caveat to it. The team at Bridgewater thinks that this condition is about to change because the Treasury Department recently held a meeting and they are about to issue bonds as well, long duration loans, bonds, and that means that might dry up liquidity again. The liquidity hole will come back and liquidity will dry up in the system because yields now have increased because money has been moving out of bonds, pushing their prices down, pushing yields up. And so once the Fed starts issuing bonds, which they usually do, it will compete with short-term treasury bills, and that might dry up liquidity in the system. So the liquidity hole will appear again. And basically the main thesis is that there will be a slowdown in the economy in the future. There has to be. It is disequilibrium in the economy. There has to be an equilibrium. And there's an opportunity there for investors to find alpha. With that being said, thank you all for listening. I just wanted to give a brief feedback on that podcast. You can go to YouTube, search on YouTube for Bridgewater Associates and subscribe to their channel. They don't usually put out a lot of content, but the ones that they do put out has a lot of value and worth listening to. Thank you all for listening. This is Osimara, and see you all in the next episode.